This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Russia vowed to scale up bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Addressing the India-Russia Business Forum alongside Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi noted that recent discussions between the two leaders and the strong potential on both sides indicate that the bilateral trade target will be achieved well ahead of schedule. He emphasized that simplified and predictable mechanisms have been created for business. He also noted that discussions have commenced on a free trade agreement between India and the Eurasian Economic Union. President Draupadi Murmu hosted a banquet last evening in honor of Russian President Vladimir Putin. She noted that his visit marks an important milestone in the strategic relationship between the two countries as it coincides with the 25th anniversary of the India-Russia Strategic Partnership.
ये अवसर हमारे लिए विशेष महत्व रखता है क्योंकि हम भारत रूस स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप 25वीं वर्षगांठ मना रहे हैं एक ऐसी साझेदारी जिसकी नींव अक्टूबर 2000 में महामहिम राष्ट्रपति पुतिन की भारत यात्रा के दौरान पड़ी थी और जिसे वर्ष 2010 में स्पेशल एंड प्रिविलेज स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप के स्तर तक उन्नत किया गया.
President Murmu appreciated President Putin's support and personal commitment to the India-Russia Special and Privileged Strategic Partnership. The President noted that the partnership is guided by a shared commitment to peace, stability and mutual socio-economic and technological advancement. The two presidents expressed confidence that the friendship between India and Russia, which has been steadfast for many years, will continue to prosper. The nation pays homage to Bharat Ratna Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his 78th Mahaparinirvan Divas or death anniversary today. Across the country, several programs have been organized to highlight Dr. Ambedkar's unparalleled contribution to nation building. The commemoration honors the memory of Dr. Ambedkar, who was a visionary, social reformer, jurist and politician. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and other dignitaries paid floral tribute to the architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on Mahaparinirvan Divas at Parliament Complex in New Delhi today. Flight operations at Delhi Airport are steadily resuming and returning to normal following the recent disruptions. In an advisory, the Delhi Airport Authority informed passengers that some IndiGo flights will continue to be affected. It advised passengers to check the latest flight status with the airline before leaving for the airport to avoid inconvenience. The authority added that its teams are actively coordinating with all stakeholders to minimize disruptions and ensure smooth travel experience for passengers. It further advised people to check the official website at www.newdelhiairport.in for the latest flight status. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case challenging whether children born in the United States to parents in the country illegally have a constitutional right to citizenship. President Donald Trump signed an order on his first day in office to end birthright citizenship for such children, but lower courts blocked the move. No date has been set for Supreme Court arguments, and a ruling could be months away. The case centers on the 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship to anyone born in the U.S., with exceptions for children of diplomats and foreign military personnel. The Supreme Court's decision could have far-reaching effects on immigration policy and the measuring and the meaning of U.S. citizenship. In France, 10 people were killed and 19 injured when a vehicle drove into a gathering preparing for Christmas celebrations in the Saint Anne at Guadeloupe region. The tragedy occurred at Schulcher Square, opposite the town hall in the church, where preparations were underway. Local media reported that three of the injured were in serious condition. The cause of the incident remains unclear, and authorities have launched an investigation. Further details are awaited. In men's cricket, third and final ODI between India and South Africa will be played in Visakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. The series is level at 1-1 after the hosts won the first encounter at Ranchi and the visitors pulled one back in Raipur, setting up a do-or-die situation for the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.